Morning Watch, Day 4. Vital Factors for the Recovery of the Church Life, Week 1. Related Verses. Matthew 3:15 and 16. But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it for now, for it is fitting for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he permitted him. And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner." John 7:18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him. John 8:29. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. John 4:23. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness, for the Father also seeks such to worship him. Ephesians 6:18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always rejoice, unceasingly pray, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Related reading. As the first God-man, Christ lived on earth in a particular way for the accomplishing of God's eternal economy, which ultimately consummates in the New Jerusalem. The very center of the four Gospels is Christ. Matthew 1:18-20 say that this God-man's conception was of the Holy Spirit. The God-man was one person, but of two sources. The first source is divine, and the second source is human. He was one person of two natures, human and divine. Before he carried out any part of his ministry, the first thing he did was to be baptized to fulfill the righteousness according to the way of righteousness brought in by John. The Lord Jesus recognized that, according to his flesh, his humanity, he was good for nothing but death and burial. Jesus needed to be baptized because he became flesh, and the flesh, in the eyes of God, is good for nothing but death and burial. To bury such a dead person by baptism is the way of righteousness, not the way of the law with its statutes and ordinances. The Lord told the disciples that they needed to learn from him, indicating that he was their pattern. Matthew 14:19 says that he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and when he was going to bless them, he looked up to heaven. In other words, he blessed the food by looking up to heaven. Looking up to heaven indicates that he was looking up to his Father in heaven. He was the sent one, the sending one. The Father should be the source of the blessing. Here is a great lesson for us to learn. Most readers of the Bible would pay attention to the miracle of creating something from nothing performed by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 14. But we need to see the pattern that the Lord set up for us here. We need to remember that he looked up to the Father in heaven and blessed the 5 loaves and 2 fish in front of his disciples. After his blessing in this way, he told the disciples what to do. No doubt, what he did was a pattern for the disciples to learn from him. According to this pattern, we have to realize that we are not the sender, but the one sent by the sender. Regardless of how much we can do, we should realize that we still need the blessing from the source, from our sender, that we can pass on to the benefited ones. After performing the miracle, the Lord went up to the mountain privately to pray. The Lord did not remain in the issue of the miracle with the crowds, but went away from them to be with the Father privately on the mountain in prayer. If we go to a certain place and have a great success, would we leave right away? Or would we remain in this big success to enjoy it? We need to see and follow the pattern of the Lord Jesus. He did not remain in the issue of the great miracle that he performed. Instead, he went up to the mountain privately to pray. The word privately means he did not let the people know that he was going to pray. Otherwise, they would have followed him. He went away from them to be with the Father privately in prayer. I like these three phrases: to be with the Father, on the mountain, and in prayer. We should learn from the Lord's pattern here by exercising to be with him on the mountain in prayer. His looking up to the heaven means that he had no trust in himself.